What if the secret to better sex wasn't found in any bedroom technique, but in understanding the 3-pound organ between your ears? When brain scans revealed that couples with healthy brain function enjoyed more satisfying sex lives, while those with poor brain function fought more and divorced faster, it became clear our brains, not our bodies, determine our romantic destinies. This insight has revolutionized how we understand intimacy, transforming relationship therapy, and even catching the attention of wellness advocates like Gwyneth Paltrow. By revealing the biological foundations of our most intimate connections, neuroscience offers something traditional relationship advice never could, a roadmap to the hardware running our hearts. Your romantic struggles aren't character flaws. They're brain patterns waiting to be understood and optimized for deeper connection and pleasure. Sex delivers measurable health benefits beyond pleasure. A 25-year Duke University study found sexual frequency predicted men's longevity, while past enjoyment predicted women's. Queen's University research showed men with the lowest sexual activity had double the death rate of the most active group. 3+ weekly sessions cut heart attack and stroke risk in half and boost infection-fighting cells by 20%. Women with weekly intercourse experience more regular cycles and higher estrogen, bringing smoother skin, stronger bones, and sharper cognition. Australian research found frequent ejaculation in men's 20s reduced prostate cancer risk by a third. Orgasms raise pain thresholds by 110%, trigger sedative hormones for better sleep, and calm overactive brain regions like antidepressants. Those looking 7 to 12 years younger had sex 3 times weekly versus twice for peers. Economists found increasing sex from monthly to weekly equals gaining $50,000 in annual income. Your sex life isn't just pleasurable, it's measurably extending your existence. Your romantic struggles aren't character flaws, they're brain patterns. 5 systems orchestrate how you love. The prefrontal cortex handles planning and impulse control. When underactive, you forget anniversaries and rush intimacy. The anterior cingulate shifts mental gears. Overactivity creates rigidity. One woman opposed everything her husband suggested until he learned to ask for the opposite. The deep limbic system governs emotional tone. Overactivity filters everything negatively and kills sexual interest. The basal ganglia regulate anxiety. Overactivity produces constant worry that suffocates desire. It's impossible to feel sexy when perpetually stressed. The temporal lobes govern memory and mood stability. When malfunctioning, people forget special moments, misread intentions, and explode over minor issues. Understanding these biological patterns creates compassion and opens pathways to solutions. Love unfolds through 4 neurochemical stages. Attraction begins with testosterone, estrogen, and pheromones. Since half our brain processes vision, appearance triggers immediate chemical responses. Canadian research showed men viewing attractive women made worse financial decisions, while women's thinking remained unaffected. Beautiful women literally impair male judgment. Infatuation creates an altered state, overriding warning systems. Low serotonin makes new lovers anxious and obsessive, while high dopamine motivates dating behaviors. Brain scans show dramatically increased activity in obsession-related regions, explaining wild mood swings over return texts. Commitment relies on oxytocin and vasopressin, bonding hormones released during hugs, handholding, and especially orgasm, when men's oxytocin increases 500%. This phase arrives as euphoric infatuation chemicals decrease after 6 months to 2 years. Many relationships end here because people mistake reduced intensity for falling out of love, not recognizing they're transitioning to deeper connection. When relationships end, your brain becomes disoriented because loved ones occupy neural pathways. Their absence causes inflammation in emotional centers, creating depression symptoms. Understanding this chemistry helps navigate relationships wisely, recognizing when judgment is chemically impaired, when changing feelings signal transition rather than failure, and why breakup pain has a biological basis that eventually rebalances. Gender differences are hardwired from conception. Testosterone shapes male brains toward objects and competition, while female brains prioritize communication and relationships. Brain scans reveal 90% of a woman's brain stays active at rest, while 70% of a man's shuts down. Asked to think of nothing, men's brains activate in physical centers, women's in emotional ones. Women possess dramatically more sensitive sensory equipment, excelling at reading facial expressions, with peripheral vision and skin sensitivity 10 times greater than men's. Women use both brain hemispheres for language. Men primarily use the left. This explains why women typically use more words daily and better express emotions. When a woman asks what her partner's thinking and he says nothing, he's likely telling the truth. His brain actually goes blank. Her brain constantly processes relationship information, making his downtime seem like emotional withdrawal. Sexual satisfaction, like athletic performance, requires coaching and practice. Women must offer clear instruction. Men need to listen and practice. Many women mistakenly believe true love means intuitive understanding, but men need direct communication. Rather than seeing these differences as obstacles, use them to enhance relationships. Women respecting men's single task focused, men recognizing women's need for verbal processing, both appreciating that their partner's brain is literally wired differently. Love decisions profoundly impact your life. The oasis effect occurs when loneliness makes new relationships feel irresistible. Oxytocin increases trust, causing us to overlook red flags. Before committing, use your brain to notice warning signs. Take a brain science history through natural conversation during the first month. Explore medical history, psychiatric issues, stress levels, employment, legal troubles, substance use, relationship patterns, and family dynamics. This isn't interrogation, but thoughtful conversation revealing compatibility. Understanding someone's parental relationships provides insight into attachment patterns. Brain imaging reveals surprising insights. One husband's scan resembled a substance abuser's. He worked in a poorly ventilated furniture factory where toxic fumes damaged his brain and altered his personality. Enhance sexual experiences by stimulating the right hemisphere. Use music and rhythm, create beautiful environments, calm anxieties through warm baths or reassuring touch. Scent powerfully connects to sexual function. Lavender and pumpkin pie increased male penile blood flow by 40%. Touch stimulates oxytocin, creating trust and comfort essential for intimacy. A healthy brain directly impacts behavior, confidence, and sex appeal. Brain trauma profoundly affects relationships and sexual function. One man arrested for domestic violence had a scan showing left temporal lobe damage from a childhood fall. His temper problems began shortly after, yet multiple counselors missed this connection. Emotional trauma physically changes the brain, creating vulnerability to obsessions, anxiety, and depression. Alcohol and drugs prematurely age and damage the brain. Even moderate daily drinking shrinks brain volume, and when it comes to brains, size matters. Alcohol kills cerebellar cells, affecting coordination, learning, and orgasmic pleasure. One 56-year-old patient's brain resembled that of an 80-year-old due to daily drinking. To improve brain health and your sex life, protect your brain from injury, limit toxins like alcohol, drugs, and nicotine, get 7 hours of sleep, counteract stress through meditation, eat brain-healthy foods, eliminate negative thoughts, work your brain through continuous learning, exercise regularly, and make love regularly. In a world that pathologizes desire and medicalizes intimacy, we've forgotten that sexuality begins in our minds. Protect it, nourish it, understand it, because when you optimize the organ between your ears, you don't just think better, you love better.